business.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Out on the East Coast, will be joining us in just a couple minutes to tell us how it went last night. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans, and we are the Sons of Liberty, so welcome to the show, my friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, uploads, pictures, events, things that are taking place, because we are turning talk radio into do radio. You can also go over to Facebook again and check out my personal page and or my fan page, which is Bradley Dean. Folks, when I say my fan page, it just means I don't have any more room on my personal page. Okay, I just want to make sure everybody understands that my head is not higher than yours. I'm a servant to the people. I know that's probably hard for some people to digest because they're so used to the conservative of the days putting themselves up on some plateau that they shouldn't be at. Instead of serving the people are serving them and making them filthy rich in the process of painting the people that are supporting them into the corner. You know how it works. But anyways, friends, going back to Facebook, if you'd like to be my friend, I'd appreciate it. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. This really is your radio show, and every time you do it, you make it your show. And that's what 53 countries need to hear, and several affiliates across the United States need to hear, is what are we, the people, saying, not you, the radio show host. And I'm not demeaning myself, neither. I just want you to understand how important you are to me and to the other guy, because this is about you and the Sons of Liberty. Okay? Cool? We can do this together. It's we, the people, right? Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And do we have the other guy on there with us?
We sure do. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You made a statement just a couple minutes ago. Are you saying that you're not rich?
No, I am, Jake. I'm rich in wealth and the wealth that I want. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places are mine in Christ Jesus. So the wealth that I want, it's like what William Booth rightly said, the founder of the Salvation Army, when he was talking to the Prime Minister. He said wealth to him was not the gold in England. He said wealth to him were the souls of men.
That's right, and that's what we're reaping. Last night we had a great event at Freedom Baptist Church here in Rockingham, and you know, it was the biggest honor of it was afterwards one of the folks that were taking up the offering said a prayer, and he said, "Lord, I pray you forgive us for not knowing our founding documents as much as we should, and I pray that you help us to learn and understand them as we press into it." And that's just huge, because that's the treasure right there. America is the treasure. Not silver and gold that made it great. The Spirit of Christ found in those documents that we have, and people understanding that is going to give us back the treasure that we knew 50, 60, 70 years ago, and
That's right.
A sort of peace that was given to us in that foundation. So that was a huge thing. But also, too, you know, every single day as we're as been touring around here in the South and the East, doesn't matter where we're at, in the West Coast, we've been to California, down to Florida, just got a call from somebody in Florida, up in Michigan doing a potential event. Another cool thing to see was somebody from Raleigh that was, you know, it's about 2 hours away, 2.5 hours away from Rockingham. Wendy and her husband, Sean, came down just to see it. You just see people, they are hungry for liberty, and they're willing to drive to it because that's their treasure.
Yes.
And like we said last night in the church service, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. People are chasing after that because they've tasted and saw that the Lord is good. And that's what Christ said. You have followed me because you have ate the bread. You understand, you have tasted, and therefore you will follow. And that's what the servants are becoming across the United States of America, and that's what the enemies hate. But we got a God to serve, and we got people to reap, and that's our purpose.
Amen. You know what I think is important for people to understand today, Jake, is the fact that the Chinese have two brushstrokes, two definitions to the word crisis. It's either danger or it's opportunity. And I think right now in America, it's our greatest opportunity to prove our God and to prove our patriotism to one another. And I don't look at it as these are awful times, these are terrible times, these are trying times. But I think what the Lord is really doing right now, Jake, is he's looking at people that are willing to stand up. And I think that there's a conglomeration, a gathering of the people across the country, an underground swell that the state-run media that wants nobody to know this. Because, again, we need to understand that one of the tactics of Saul Alinsky and his devilish minions like to use, they want you to believe that there's more of them than there really is, friends. And that's how they propagate, or that's how they perpetuate their propaganda. But I really see where God is just saying, hey, listen, this is either going to be your opportunity or this is going to be your demise. Because if you listen to fear, which, by the way, Douglas MacArthur rightly said, never take counsel from your fears. And by the way, Jesus never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is our opportunity, America, right now. And we need not take counsel from our fears. It is time to stand up and prove God. And let's see what he'll do for our generation, because Scripture tells us he's faithful unto 1,000 generations.
Amen. It's kind of like
we have a church up in here.
Man, I'll tell you what, and I'm on the East Coast. You know, somebody had brought up, I don't know who made this statement, but he said the enemy's in front of us, the enemy's on the left of us, on the right of us, and behind us. There's no way he can get away now.
That's right.
And he looked at being surrounded as, hey, they're there. And we even brought up last night, it's like when the other side attacks, what they do is they just show their colors. They flush themselves. They come out of hiding and say, here we are. Then it's us to stand on the truth, because the truth always wins.
Amen.
The of justice wins towards truth. Truth is never going to change, period, because God does not change. And if God is on our side, who can be against us?
That's right. Immutable, my friend. Immutable. Amen. God is immutable, unchangeable. Sure. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think that was Sedgwick, wasn't it, that said that, Jake? It reminds me of.
Remember.
Yeah, I think it was. As a matter of fact, one of them made a smart comment too. They said one of them said that he couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. He was shot. He couldn't finish the word distance. So we need to use spiritual wisdom in the process of what we're doing, friends. So, anyways, it wasn't it Dick Winters too, one of the Vander brothers, that one of the sergeants came up to him and they were going up to the line on Bass Stone where they took Foy, and he said, Captain, he said, you're surrounded. And he looked at him, and listen to me, Christians, patriots, and conservatives, one and the same. He said back to him, he said, we're supposed to be surrounded. That's what proves the man. Thanks for the call, Jake. We appreciate it. Thanks for the update. Folks, we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about keys to good government. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
As a matter of fact, one of the things that me and Jake were just talking about was, actually it wasn't Sedgwick, it was John Sedgwick, General John Sedgwick, Union commander killed in battle during the United States Civil War, who said, this was his famous last words, friends. He said, they couldn't hit an elephant at this dist. In other words, he couldn't finish the word distance because he got shot and killed. Ooh, that's not a good way or heroic way to fall, is it, friends? No, it is not. Anyways, we'll talk about famous last words on a different show. But anyways, I know we've been talking about doing Keys to Good Government over the last couple of days. We got it a little bit yesterday, which was good. Great information, foundational information. But I thought it'd be interesting to kind of highlight the fact that John F. Kennedy said, the Chinese use two brushstrokes to write the word crisis. One brushstroke stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, be aware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity. Exactly. Amen. That's spiritual in every sense of the word. We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, the reason I bring that up is because when we look at crisis, the first thing that goes through us is this danger or is this opportunity? Barack Hussein Obama, friends, I don't know if you know how far this man has gone in his treason towards this country, but I just want you to hear this. This is what the Christian president said. Of course, folks, an antichrist. I'm being facetious. He said, the sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer. So let's go back over to danger or opportunity, okay? So what we do is we first want to take a look at the word danger. So we see America going down the road that she knows not, and a president that knows nothing of her except attack its foundations and its heritage at every turn, because that's exactly what he's doing. So we can clearly see, like it or not, that America is under God's judgment. As a matter of fact, people have been asking me, Bradley, what is your take as to where we're on God's timetable right now? Well, I said it's clear. When you read Deuteronomy 28, you can see that there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. And America wants to enjoy her 15 blessings without keeping the commandments of the Lord, of course, to their own demise. and they want to forget about the 55 curses that are laid to America. And I've said 1,000 times, if you don't want to know God for his blessings by keeping his commandments, which is a blessing within itself, then you're going to know him under judgment. And that's where we're at today. As a matter of fact, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, Scripture warns us in Deuteronomy 28:36, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set thee over thee, by the way, president, of course, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. Is that what you're seeing today? Of course. March 3rd, 2013, the New York Times reports that John Kerry announced $250 million in U.S. aid for Egypt, an effort by Mr. Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood movement to dominate Egyptian politics. Huh. Folks, you just paid for the demise of your own country. You are empowering. He is allocating finances illegally from your pocketbooks to support America's sworn enemies. But don't forget, friends, that this man in the White House said, the sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer. Speaking of danger or opportunity. July 26, 2013, just talking about the most recent ones, friends, violations. Treasonous acts. July 26, 2013, Obama salutes Muslim Americans and hosts a Ramadan dinner at the White House. Of course, this doesn't surprise anybody. What surprises me is the American people tolerate it, because I know I'm not. August 7, 2013, Obama Congress. Oh, listen to this headline. Obama's Congress opens with a Muslim imam's prayer. Obama's Congress, not your Congress, friends. Let's go back to the Bible. Deuteronomy 28:43-50. The stranger that is within thee shall get high above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Have you seen the crimes these extremists, these radical Muslims commit against people, friends? We got a couple videos posted right now. Matter of fact, this is my new column, which is going to go out on WND tonight. Folks, in the highly offensive position this president has taken towards the American people confounds me to no end. I want you to know that we're going to post some videos so you can actually see some of the crimes that are being committed by the Muslims towards innocent people. And forget about, you know, equal rights. And the big equal rights campaign that President Barack Hussein Obama is standing behind protecting women, when in fact, when you look at the Muslims and how they treat their women, it is second to none, friends. It's barbaric. But let me turn this, instead of looking at danger, let's look at what we do in the opportunity with the crisis in which we have in front of us. What happens to a people that obey God's laws, judgments, and statutes? Read Ezekiel 44:24. Well, they experience the blessings of God by turning crisis, danger into opportunity, and an opportunity to win our freedom, friends. I'm talking to us, right? You. As in times past. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. See, friends, your enemy knows where your power lies. That's why they're attacking your Christian foundations 24/7. And that should be enough to tell you as to the spiritual warfare that we're in the middle of right now in this country. And we also know from Scripture that the dragon only wars against the church and those that keep the testimonies and the commandments of Jesus Christ. America and our church need to stand up and reclaim what is rightfully hers. If foreigners, now listen to my result, if foreigners, Muslims in this particular case, are going to migrate into America, then the church should look at this as an opportunity to win these people to Jesus Christ, Mark 16:15. Preach the gospel to the whole world. And if the church responds to God's commandments, not suggestions, it will succeed. It will succeed. Just ask our forefathers. And what will be the outcome? Setting all in awe of not only our God first and foremost, but also setting this administration in a complete state of defeat. A position in which they would not have dreamed to be in. So, America, how are you going to respond to this administration? Are you going to look at the crisis we are facing as danger or as an opportunity to take your country back? Because, again, when we go back to history, friends, we go back to the Revolutionary War. Who did they call upon? Appeal to heaven. No king but King Jesus. 25 of the 56 signers. I mean, we can run down that road again, but you've heard it so many times. They called upon the God of heaven that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. But you're going to do it my way, not your way. You're going to do it through my commandments. They are not suggestions. You're going to do it through serving the living God, not the God that you create to suit your sins. And therein lies America's dilemma and resolve. Crisis. We can look at it as danger or as opportunity. And I suggest that we look at this again, my friends, as the greatest opportunity of our time because our forefathers did the same thing. Less than 3% of the population was used to establish this country by calling on the name of God. God never uses a majority. He never has and he never will. Just ask Gideon. Started out with how many thousands? 30-some thousand? 32,000, I believe. Broke it down to 22,000. Broke it down to 10,000, then broke it down to 300. Why did God keep breaking down the numbers? Because he didn't want the flesh to glory in his presence. That's why. I mean, even when we go and we take a look at Scripture, where he said in Psalm 27, it's second to none in understanding what David understood, my friends. It's a different mentality. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Listen to what he says next. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. What do you hear today? You hear just the exact opposite. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, said David. I don't know if it's just me or not, but doesn't Scripture tell us that the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, belong unto us? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, said David, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Keep in mind, little David took Goliath's head off with Goliath's sword, friends. We need to understand God's purpose and his system. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I'm on my Facebook right now, just checking it out. A week and a half prior to August 11th, I had 2,000 friend requests. Yesterday, I only had 500. And I encourage you to go check those websites out, friends. We post continuous throughout the day, continuously, my friends. And we're posting important information, PowerPoints, videos, pictures, and the such. That's on Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, there's two websites, one fan page and one personal page. Like them both if you would. And or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Radio and do that, please. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, a bit of good news, friends. Out-of-control House passes bill prohibiting the IRS from implementing Obamacare. This took place on Saturday. The House voted Friday to prohibit the Internal Revenue Service from implementing Obamacare, citing concerns that the agency could not be trusted with the task, you think? After employees applied inappropriate scrutiny levels of conservative groups? Of course. The IRS is already out of control, abusing its power to tax and audit the activities of honest, hardworking Americans. Not the guilty friends of crime. No, they're giving them checks. Illegal immigrants and the such. Yet Obamacare granted the IRS 47 new powers. Illegal powers, might I add, including giving confidential taxpayer information in other departments and applying new taxes and penalties, said Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp in a floor speech before the vote. These people that work for us, folks, you know, those that derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, they need to realize that we're all in the same boat. I don't know what they don't get about that, but we are. We are all in the same boat. So if one portion of the boat begins to sink, the whole thing's going to go. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said about being destroyed? He said, we couldn't be destroyed from without. We could only be destroyed from within. And it would be our own stupidity if it ever did take place. Man, MLK was right, boy, when he said that. Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Exactly right. Exactly right. Exactly right. It wasn't an MLK that said, listen, either we're going to come together as brothers and sisters or else we're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools. Yes, and keep in mind, friends, that it's not us against them. Government's an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be as our representatives. So let's get back over to Keys to Good Government anyways. Yesterday we were talking about how Scripture and our laws, our Mosaic Institution, directs us to submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Not the punishment of them that do well and the praise of them that do evil. And then William Penn shared with us, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them, wherefore governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. Of course. You know a tree by its fruit. If it brings forth bad fruit, it's because the tree is bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. He goes on, I know some say, let us have good laws, and no matter for the men that execute them. But let them consider, though good laws do well, good men do better. For good laws may lack good men, but good men will never lack good laws, nor allow bad ones. Then I shared with you how the founders in their state the constitutions were an average of five pages. Now they're into the hundreds per state. I know because of policy, not law. And then we began to share examples of state constitutions. And before representatives could actually represent we the people, they would have to, for example, in Delaware, constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed be forevermore. I also shared with you that all state preambles start out acknowledging our Heavenly Father, God Almighty. And then we found out in 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states in the Union at that time had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. And then I shared with you Noah Webster. You know, he was the guy that wrote Webster's Dictionary. For those that didn't know, because you're not going to find it in the modern version. But you go back just a little ways, back to 1950 and before, you're going to see that they introduced Noah Webster's, who taught millions to read and not one to sin, not one to violate God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Noah Webster was a soldier, legislator, writer of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Obama needs to read that. Helped establish Amherst College. And he was one of the most prolific textbook writers. And he said to students, he said, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed upon your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers, just men who rule in the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The preservation of our government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made, which are rightly, you know them as policy today, not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute laws. The public revenues will be squandered, hello, on unworthy men, hello, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. He concluded, Noah Webster did, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands of God and elect bad men to administer the laws. And then we ended yesterday talking about a republic versus democracy. Let me just share with you, first of all, we are a constitutional republic. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. And I also want to tell you that our forefathers warned us of democracy. Fisher Ames said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. George W. Bush, going back to Bill Clinton, going back to his daddy, and this current president have inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when in fact we are not. And how many conservatives talk about our democracy? Friends, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Benjamin Rush said of a democracy, a simple democracy is the devil's own government. Of course it is, and you have them sitting in the White House right now entertaining America's sworn enemies. Yes, you do. John Adams said of democracy, remember, democracy never lasts. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Is this what you're seeing today? There was never a democracy that yet did not commit suicide, said the second president of the United States of America. As I said, Article 4, Section 4 requires that each state maintain a republican form of government in all 57 states, friends. When I say that at tea parties and churches, everybody starts laughing. Well, the joke's on America, because if you remember right, this president that sits in the White House said that there was 57 states in our union. Friends, there's 50. What shows you that he is not one of us, as I shared with you on the first segment. So democracy, the majority of the people, republic, God's word. Hey, folks, if you're not going to be ruled by God's word, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-between. It's either God or tyrants. There is no gray area. Noah Webster said again, our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. Of course. Of course. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse. Oh, I'm sorry, I got my kids here. But it's true. It's so bad. Of course. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course it is. What are these criminals in this administration warring against? What are the atheists warring against? Those that perpetuate freedom. Blackstone's commentary on the laws said in 1776 to 1920, its principles formed the basis of American laws. He said it was the final authority in the U.S. Supreme Court, and it still is. It was recommended highly by James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, James Wilson, John Marshall, Charles Finney, and Abraham Lincoln. Got Finney in there, cool. The law book taught laws could not contradict God's direct decrees. Of course not. If God made no decree, we could set our own policy. For example, the commentary said, in the case of murder, this is expressly forbidden by the divine, said the court. If any human law should allow or enjoin us to commit it, we are bound to transgress. In other words, resist tyranny. But with regard to the matters that are not command or forbidden by the scriptures, such, for instance, of exporting of wool into foreign countries, here the legislature has scoop and opportunity to interpose. Not homosexuality, not abortion, friends. God condemns. He calls these abominations. He said in the case of murder, this is expressively forbidden by the divine. Well, so is homosexuality and the killing of the unborn. It's expressively forbidden by the divine, said the courts. Folks, you need to understand that the republican form of government places much responsibility on you, the people, because this is we, the people, not they, the government. You remember John Wycliffe rightly said, he said it's the Bible for the people, the government of the people, and for the people, and by the people. Oh, I love that. John Wycliffe. He was right when he said that, you know. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to Keys to Good Government. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up my wife again here in a couple minutes for you. Give you a little bit of a treat. I'm actually doing a couple things here. Multifaceted, my friends. Okay, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. John Wycliffe, he said, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yes. Starting to get this? The Republican form of government places much responsibility on the people. John Adams said, we electors, that would be us, my friends, have an important constitutional power placed in our hands. We have a check upon two branches of the legislature. It becomes necessary to every citizen then to be in some degree a statesman. In other words, that you are responsible for every course of action taken in this country, friends. This is what's laid to your charge. By the way, this is precepts. When God gave us his law, he entrusted us with his precepts to live them out, to execute his precepts. It becomes necessary to every citizen then to be in some degree a statesman, a responsible patriot, my friends, and to examine and judge for himself the political principles and measures. Let us examine them with a sober Christian spirit, said John Adams. You just can't shake that. You just can't shake that. It's like a dog with fleas sometimes. Those fleas ain't going nowhere. No, sir. No, sir. The democracy form of government, or democratic form of government, is simply the deterioration of a republic. It is a lazy man's form of government. Again, the American Republic bases its laws on the Bible. Folks, I am absolutely amazed that, again, I'm under attack constantly every time I put my foot out. into the public eye in any sense of the word. I'm in the press for the things that I'm talking about. But I'm trying to figure out where those that are willing to debate, and I'm saying, let me put it in their terms. Debate, I look at it differently than they do. I look at it as like, okay, I want you to step up to the plate so I can squash you really quick with the facts. See, because the facts are stubborn things, and we have the facts. The communists do not. And when we call them communists and when we call them the leftists, we already are acknowledging that they're breakers of the laws of our republic. The American Republic bases its laws on the Bible, particularly to the New Testament. Where is my opposition on the radio? No, only to the state-run media, because people say they don't believe it, but yet they read it, don't they? No, we can't get on the phone with Bradley, man, them separation of church and state people, man, because Bradley's got the Constitution in his hands. I know that, and so do they. That's why they don't get on the radio, friends. Where is all this opposition coming from? Hey, folks, the lines are wide open for all my opposition. On a daily basis, I'm under attack for the things that I'm sharing with you right now. Where are they at to bring these their position to the forefront? They don't have one. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration, again said the only means of establishing and perpetuating a Republican form of government is the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. Come on! Folks, I've been on the radio for 13 years. I have yet, I think I've had two people call up and attempt to hit me with their little wooden sword. And little it is. So again, friends, here we are. You have the facts on your side. You have the law on your side. You have God on your side. These are your foundations. I am simply sweeping the dirt off of your foundations for you. That's all I'm doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There is no arguing with a thing that I'm telling you. The only arguments against what I'm talking about right now is an unholy lifestyle. For anybody that can stand up against what's going on right now, as far as what I'm doing on the radio, by laying a premise, any foundation, any curriculum for who you are and where you came from, is either they're stupid or they're just at war with God, because that's really what it comes down to. And yet, what do? We didn't break, guys. I'm just pondering back and forth here. I know a lot of times people say to me, Bradley, you're just supercharged. You're intense. I know I am. Christianity by its very nature is intense. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Wasn't it John Wesley? As a matter of fact, he said, listen, I set myself on fire every morning so the world can watch me burn. Yeah, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Yep, I get it. Yep. Not smoldering smoke. And by the way, those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. I'm just trying to slow my roll just a little bit once in a while. Let some of you people catch up. Anyways, here, I want to give you guys a treat, because tomorrow what we'll do is we'll talk about compartmentalization. In other words, we'll ignore a candidate's private life. You know, I mean, look at this joker out in California. This governor, and he's still there. Look at Feinstein, and she's still there. Look at this president, and he's still there. Look at this attorney general, and he's still there. Look at the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, and they're still there. It wasn't it the Lord that said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known? Yeah, that's what he said. In other words, you know who they really are. You know that they are of the criminal family. The criminal syndicates. And that's it, folks, that's what they are. You're not going to get away from that. They are criminals. This is corporate mob in your face. Look at this joker in California right now signing a law telling kids not to discriminate against confused transgenders. Oh, my gosh, friends, what are you asking for? No wonder Jesus damned them people. And he damned the people that submitted themselves to such stupidity. Look at this wiener dude in New York. Folks, the state-run media is they're propping this joker up. Why are they propping him up? Because they need another dummy in the office so they can ram through anything that they want to ram through. Hey, folks, if pedophilia and bestiality isn't good enough for you, that's what they're teaching in New York. How many times has this guy been busted for sexting? For cheating on his wife? If she is even his wife, Hillary's buddy, Huma. What are they doing there? Folks, you can't complain about what you tolerate. You just can't do it. And I'm glad to know that there's a lot of good people out there that aren't tolerating it. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. Yeah, you know what they'd be doing. Hey, Steph, you want to jump on the radio with me really quick?
Hello.
Remember the other day, friends, I told you, well, I had her sing Jesus, which she sang in schools across the country. And then I said yesterday, would you sing Moses? Because that's one of my favorites. That was sing at Vernon John when he was arrested. He was the one that preceded MLK, as you know, the civil rights movement. He was a prophet's prophet. That boy brought the hammer down. He cut in half by using the sword of the Spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Just checking all those idiots that thought I really meant to take a sword and cut somebody in half. No, that's not what we do. We're moved by the Spirit of the living God who sent his Son to die on the cross for the sins of the world. A loving God, a merciful God. But it's also not a good place to put yourself into the hands of an angry God. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. We should get to that sometime. That was Jonathan Edwards. But anywho, I said, Steph, hey, what do you think about exercising that gift a little more?
Exercise! I need you to get up on the radio, and I need you to exercise! Steph, are you ready to exercise?
That sounds good.
Okay, that's just a little sugar rush, and very sporadic. Boy, Bradley, I'm really seeing a different side of you. I know it's good that you see a different side of me. It really is a good thing that you see a different side. Because I don't want things to get too redundant. Like, I got a sense of humor. He really does. You should see my kids sometimes. Wow. Or my wife. You should see her ride on the back of a motorcycle. It's kind of funny. Maybe when we get our camera set up here in the studio, which we've been talking about for about 6 months, I can have her actually demonstrate it live for you, Skype. Yeah? But anyway, Steph, yesterday I'd shared with the people that after you sang Moses that every once in a while I have the option to, and I could probably have you sing every night, but to sing Amazing Grace, I thought would be really sweet. And every once in a while, that's exactly what you'll do. And it's just like, okay, I mean, you got a voice that sweet and God gave you that gift, then you better hurry up. So, Steph, you know what I think we're going to have to do? We're going to have to wait for tomorrow. That hour flew once again. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.